up done, can you carry me? When I'm losing my mind, can you hold me? If I'm hazy blue, can you help me? Can you help me? Feeling down. Hello, welcome back to the Awakening Wave Show. We're riding the wave of transformation while ascending through the ascension cycle. All right, everyone. Glad to be back. I had my show a couple weekends ago, and I just want to let you know I got first place in 50 and up NPC bikini. And no, actually, that was 60 and up. And then I was third place in the 50 and up. So I had a great time. Things went well. So today I have a guest, Shawn Cameron. We're going to bring her on shortly, but I just want to kind of touch base with our sponsor, one of our sponsors, which is Nano Ojas. Great product. I've been using it, and I've shared the information with you on the show from September 19th. And we actually had Dr. Raghavan with us, and he shared some of his insight on how he began researching the product, and he is the founder of the product. And I am one to say it is a great product. I use it all the time. We're also going to talk about the ascension process. We're going to talk about some of the shows in regard to the timelines. I have some questions. I want to kind of bounce off of Shawn. She's here today. Shawn, are you here?
I certainly am here for you.
Well, welcome.
Hi, y'all.
You sound so relaxed. I love that. Can you give me some of that, please? Okay, so moving forward, Nano Ojas, it's a great product. It is, the founder is Dr. Raghu Raghavan. It is a immune support system used with very special water, which makes their product, okay? There is a video on YouTube with Richard Presser, the director of Magic Daiko, who tells you where the special water in Nanosoma is sourced, why and how it's such a great integral part of the magic in the Nano Ojas. Nanosoma is his product, but there is also Nano Ojas and there is Magic Daiko. The video explains why people are so drawn to the Nanosoma. So you can see this video on YouTube. Just look for Richard Presser, and they give you all the feedback, especially about the water from the Switzerland mountain, and there is a temple in India, which is very fascinating. So some of the stuff that the product does, as far as your immune health and longevity, it modulates your immune system, reduces inflammation and pain. And I am one to say, because I work out a lot and I do have inflammation quite a bit, so this has really helped me. I'm sleeping better at night. I don't have so much joint pain like I used to. I am dealing with some knee issues, but I do believe that's going to have something to do with generation clearings from the creation light ship. So I know I have a little more work to do in regard to that. So it improves your longevity, reverses aging, assists with cardiovascular health, enhances wound healing. That's another one. I've used the skin spray. I had a little blemish on my derriere, which I never get. And within 2 days, it dissipated. So it does work. I wouldn't call that an actual wound, but blemishes, rashes, whatever you may have on the skin, the skin spray works really great. It rejuvenates the skin, improves your energy levels, and repairs your damaged blood vessels and scar tissues, and much, much more. So you can actually go to www.nanoojas.net to read more about the product. There's also testimonials on that website, and you can also order the product. If you use the Awakening Wave 63 code, you can get 15% off the products. They also have a nose spray, and I've had myself that have used it and cleared up a headache that I had. And I had a friend at my workplace who was complaining of a migraine. I gave her a bottle that I had just purchased, and within 10 minutes, her headache was gone, and she was sold on it. Well, not sold on it, but she sees it as an advantage to help her with future issues like that. They also have a skin cream, and I just love the smell of it. It smells like vanilla. I do love it. I wish the jar was bigger,
And maybe make a suggestion in the suggestion box to the creator of the Nano Ojas product. So check it out. Great product. I'm going to start real quick with an opening command. And one of the commands that I do on a daily basis is the communication capacities, capabilities, and I'll just go right into it. But this really helps me, especially today, because I am recording this show and I want to make sure that my communication comes through great through the world, to the world, to all the listeners, to everyone that is a part of the Soul Family, and for all you that are joining us and want to learn more about the ascension, because it is a beautiful, beautiful cycle that is happening to all of us. And I am here to share my experiences, questions that I have about it. And that's the reason why Shawn is with me today, because we kind of bounce things off of each other. She is my soul sister. Love her, and many others that I met on my retreat in Costa Rica. So without any further ado, I'm going to open with a command, and I'm going to take 5 deep breaths. And you guys may or may not hear me, but I'll try to be as loud as I can. And so let's go ahead and take 5 deep breaths. We're going to inhale. I really love when I breathe deep like that. You can just feel the calmness and the relaxing through the body. Let's do 2 more breaths. Inhale. And the final and last one, let's try to go as deep as we can. Hold it in. And release. I command my spirit to expand all my capacities, my capabilities, my knowing, my knowledge, my creativeness, and my communication to the world here on New Earth. We command our spirits to expand all of our capacities, our capabilities, our knowing, our knowledge, our creativeness, and our communication to the world here on New Earth. And so it is, and so it shall be, and I know it. And that comes from my heart. When I say that command, I really, really go deep into the heart, because I really do want to communicate with the world and share my experiences through this ascension cycle, and also to share the challenges of the ascension cycle. And there are many on a daily basis. And there's a lot of things that we have to do, not have to do, that we should do. I mean, you have free will, you can do whatever you want. But I know that I have lots of work to do within, and it's not just physical, it's spiritual, it's mental. I do a combination of several things. I use the Nano Ojas product for wellness and to also try to reverse anti-aging, which is not just products, it's also your outlook on who you are and the way that you look at your aging process. And I have a lot of people that come up to me and say, "I'm getting old." Okay, well, when you say that, that's what's happening. You're getting old. You're making yourself get old. So don't say that. Just say, "I'm leveling up," or "I'm getting older." It's okay to say that. Okay, so some of the topics that we're going to talk about today are going to be in regard to the programs that we listened to last weekend. I kind of want to touch base a little bit on my experience with the election. And then we're going to talk about Lighthouse. And Shawn is very, very well versed on that. She shared her knowledge and her heartfelt information with me, which helped me through a rough time last week. I had a little bit of a slump. Yes, I went into a slump. Okay, so starting with, I would like to talk about first. Sean, did you listen to the Timelines show by any chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And, I had some questions about it, where they were talking about everyone will be heading in the same direction, but ending up in, but it will be heading in different direction. Or, okay, I'm trying to figure out how that was, how they said that. I had this all written down. So what just give me what your intake was on it. What did you get out of that?
Yeah, I find the Timeline show in general, it's one of my favorites because it's where the rubber hits the road for a lot of us, and it's tightly linked to that whole the whole ascension process. It really helps us unpack at a minutiae level, like how we're making decisions on a minute by minute basis. And so every time I listen to that, and people dial in and Q kind of shares or questions them in terms of how they're making decision. What keeps coming up for me, Robin, is that it's really it's really we really have to tune into our heart and really understand the choices they make and how that we are able to create anything. And that a lot of the timelines that are there with us in the now, we're carrying them from the past, and we're making them happen in the now through the decisions that we're making. So that, when I think about it like that, that really, every time the show comes on, I really keep going back to that, and it keeps reinforcing that for me. Do you understand what I'm getting at, or am I making like no sense?
No, you always make sense to me, but sometimes,
Yeah.
like for instance, I experienced the timeline and I created it myself. Okay. So
Yeah.
I think it was Monday, was it the fourth, or it was the day, the night before the election. I had an opportunity to go to the Trump rally. And I said to myself, you know what? The last time I went to this Trump rally was in 2016. And when I was there, and I saw Trump on stage, and the frequency in the room was like no other. Like you could just feel this. I can't explain it, but it was just the most amazing feeling ever. And I knew that night that there was something special about this man. And I have always followed him when he was on The Apprentice. I always liked the way that he talked and how he called the bad guys out over the good guys kind of thing. And I guess what I was hoping for, I was hoping that if I went to this rally, that I would get that feeling again. So I was kind of debating throughout the day, should I go, should I not go? And, I'm the type of person, I go straight from work to home, straight to work, home, and I don't like to go out of my little comfort zone. And going by myself to at night, when I can barely see driving, and it was kind of raining, so I was coming up to the highway and I said, you know what? Just go. And I did. I just went. Okay. Spur of the moment. I got there. I wasn't sure because, downtown Grand Rapids, I haven't been there in such a long time. So I get lost at night, but I had my little handy dandy electronic phone that had my, what do you call it? The maps thing where it takes you to where you need to go. So I was just looking for a parking spot. And I said, if I don't find a parking spot, I'm not going. And of course I did. I ended up in the Marriott Hotel parking lot on the fifth level. And I walked down and I'm like, okay, which way to the Panhandle? And there was this security guard. And I just walked up to him and I said, can you point me in the direction of the Panhandle? And he literally got on his radio and called dispatch and said, I'm going to be walking a citizen to the Panhandle. And I said, you're going to walk me over there? Oh, thank you so much. Just real polite man. And he walked me all the way out. And there, it wasn't hard to find it because they had police everywhere and lights were going off. And of course, there was a line. And it was so funny because it reminded me of cattle. It wasn't like a straight line. It was like they do at the supermarket where you go down one ramp and you come. Oh, no, actually, the airport. You go down one ramp, down another one. And I'm like, okay, here's that cattle thing again. That's exactly what came to mind. And so I got in. I wasn't sure where to sit. And I didn't bring any of my stuff in with me because it said in the directions, do not bring purses, blah, blah, blah. So I go in, I get a seat, I'm sitting there, and then this guy sits on the left of me and another three guys on the right. And the one guy says to me, he goes, "So, do you come here that often?" And I went, "Well, I'm here for the Trump rally. What about you?" And he says, "Yeah, I left the wife and kids at home. Just had to come down and check it out." And we were kind of talking, and before you know it, I was talking about the time we're in. I'm talking about the Creation Lightship, and I'm talking about For the People, that space. And this guy, he's like writing down information. So here I am, sharing my information on, what I know. And then the three other young guys to the right, they were eating popcorn and everything. And they're seeing where Trump is. He's actually still in Pennsylvania. And they said, "Well, he's 2 hours behind." I said, "2 hours behind? Are you serious? You're kidding, right?" He says, "No, he's running late." And I said, "Okay, well, I'm gonna stick it out." And I think I waited till about 10 o'clock because I was starting to feel nauseous, a little dizzy, lightheaded. I'm like, "Okay, why am I feeling funny here?" And I think with the size of the Van Andel is really big, and it was filled, like it was filled. And all those people in there, I just started feeling like overwhelmed. And
I see.
I literally got up and got out of my seats 10 o'clock because the guy said he was not going to be here till 12:30. I said, "There's no way I can stay up that late. I'm just too tired." And I wasn't feeling that excitement like I did in 2016. And the reason being is because of what I know, I think, because not think, but what I feel. Is because I'm looking around at all these people and I'm like, do they even know? Do they even understand? If this is more than just an election. So I just wanted to feel it out. And I ended up leaving, got my car, was hoping I wouldn't get lost on the way back there. But I just kept looking for the big Marriott sign and I found it, found my car, got my car, drove back home, got home at about 11:30. And so I don't know what happened, but the next day I went into the gym. Or no, I went to vote and all that. And everybody was, you could just feel the tensity, of not knowing what's the outcome going to be. And then the following day after we got the results, he won, right? Okay, you would think there'd be all this excitement, everybody just hooplaing. And it was so quiet. Like, where are all the people? I said to myself. And I'm like, is this gym full of Democrats and that's why they're not here? They're upset, they're unhappy, or did they stay up too late to watch the election? I don't know. I had all these thoughts going through my head. But all I know is I didn't feel the excitement because I'm going, okay, he won. Did he really win or something else is going to happen? Is something going to happen? Are they going to pause it? Are they going to? And so then later that night, we finally, I wasn't going to get excited until I heard, the opponent. Whether she conceded or not. Well, she finally did. And I still didn't feel the excitement because
I see.
I know that this is just the beginning of a lot of work that we all have to do. And I felt like people were just going to go right back to their normal daily life and do their normal daily stuff. Well, Trump's in good. Now we can sit back and relax. No, I said to myself. Don't do that. We have so much work to do. And I'm sitting here going, okay, how are we going to proceed? So I was kind of in a slump the whole weekend. And as I did, I called you to talk about it. And you brought up the lighthouse and what we're here for and what it is that we have to do. Because I felt like, what do I do now? What is my purpose here? How do I get these people not to go back to sleep and keep them going? And share with me right now for the audience to hear what you shared because you really changed my perspective on things, and I got all excited again because you brought me back to ground zero, per se.
I honored, so thank you.
You're
And
welcome.
with this reality, before I share the quorum, isn't it just such a reality of duality? And I think what you've shared is the human experience, and in this vessel of just the extreme ups and downs that we're experiencing at this time, and how we're all in it and we're all trying to work through it. And so when you shared this with me, this quote, it helped me a while ago. It came up because, and we'll talk about ascension, and I also want to ask you some questions, but the quote, it's not my quote, it's from Anne Lamott. And this is what it is. It's lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there, shining. And so when I came across this, I was kind of struggling myself because as part of the sort of awakening or ascension process, it's that there is this real deep desire to kind of rescue and help people. And, I really felt like the weight was on my shoulders and it was my responsibility to help wake people up, to educate, to inform, to activate, to enable. Because we actually, when we go deep into our heart, there's so much unconditional love. That's all we want to do once we work out what it is that we're here to do. And so this for me was really just helped me sort of shift the focus and go deeper and ask myself, well, okay, so if the lighthouse is just shining its light, it's really up to the boats to work out how to get there. And I just have to be the light and stand there shining and focus on myself and what I need to be doing. And so, Robin, when I shared that, I'm glad it was helpful, number one. But number two, I'd be interested, what did it do for you? Like, how did it help?
Well, for me, it made me feel that because right now in my place of business, I kind of stay to myself, and I'm normally like that. I do have people come up to me. They are coming up to me. They are asking me questions, and it is like that for me. But there are times when I just want to share because I have all this. I get excited, and I'm like, you guys got to listen to this, And that's just me. But for me, it brought me back to a happy place, and I came out of my slump, and I get it. I get it. I need to be there for them. And when they're ready to come to me, they'll come to me, and then I can share from my heart what I know, share my love, and hopefully they will, continue on. And I do have a young lady that used to be, from my past. And she recently joined Telegram, and I know her. She's a Catholic girl, and she has a child. She's married now, but we hung out a lot when she was younger. Anyway, she started asking me questions, and I'm like, oh gosh, I got to do this all over again. Is she going to believe me, or are they going to just kind of walk away? So I did. I started sharing posts, and she started coming back with questions, and then I would answer her questions, and she came back with more, and then she really wanted to know more. And you know how good that made me feel? That she was actually opening up and wanted to know more. And I said, there are people out there like that. So all I got to do, like you said, is be the lighthouse. And when they come to you, share what you know. It'll either resonate with them or it won't. Don't try to push it on them.
And I don't know how it occurs to you, but for me, this is one of the hardest pieces of work to do during this ascension process. That's how I've really struggled personally with, how to discern who needs help, how to step back, how to observe, and how not to sort of like interject myself. Or push my passion onto other beings that may not be ready to hear the message. And what I find incredibly hard is when it's so close to home, like when it's your nearest and dearest. And what I mean by that is like your family members. So, yeah, Robin, what do you think about that?
You're right, because like what Q was asking, I think it was Donnie and Corinne on Project Review, what is your community? What's going on in your community? What are their thoughts? Blah blah blah, so I actually talked to this guy at my place of work, and I was telling him about this homestead project trying to get him like hyped up. You know what he said to me at the end of my information to him? Well, I'm just gonna wait till the interest rates go down. And I went, dude, it's
Okay,
totally
buddy.
been, you missed everything that I was trying to tell you. And I'm like, see, they're so conditioned and so programmed, okay, that it goes back to the money thing, you know? And I'm like, I'm telling this guy, you could be free. You don't need money. And he goes, I think I'm going to wait till the interest rate goes down. I couldn't help myself but laugh in a nice way. You know, I get it.
Yeah, of course.
I know him well
Yeah.
enough to laugh like that. I mean, I don't make fun of people, but I have a good relationship with a lot of the members in my gym. And so for me, it's going to be a challenge if we try to. Even with the homestead, if I, no, not if, when I am successful on completing mine, I'm going to go share it with others. But here's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that people aren't gonna believe me. And then that's okay. Then I move on to the next one until somebody says, oh, really? Well, actually, yesterday I was sharing the information with a young man and he said to me, you know what? I'm gonna check into this. So I told him where to go, BBS Radio, the Homestead Show. Every Saturday, 1 o'clock, check it out, listen to the archives, learn it. And he goes, thank you, Robin. Thank you. So there are going to be some people that get it, and there's going to be some that just like they don't get it. And you can't stress out if they don't, you know?
Correct. And I'd be interested in, as you're sharing that experience, like how different the energy is for you. Like when you had the conversation with the person that gave you the interest rate response versus the second person that you've shared. Like,
Well,
what did you notice in terms of the energy?
the first one was comical and I laughed. It was like, you know, I laughed hard. It was funny. And he kind of just let he chuckled a little bit. But I didn't mean it in a bad way, but you got to have fun with this, right? You can't let it get to you. So you got to laugh at it.
No,
Cause
Robin, you're meant to just get really angry and lose it and have a cry.
That was the old Robin. You know, the old Robin would go up and shake him. Are you not listening to me? Wake up.
Isn't that what ascension's about? Just like getting angry and emotional and chucking that around everywhere? I'm
No,
joking.
actually it is funny. Some you know, you can't get serious about it. You just gotta laugh at it and just, you know, like what did Q say? Like water on a duck, just you know, wipe it off and move on. And so the next guy. I was like so happy. My heart felt so good that I was actually somebody else is getting this and they're really wanting this and they're feeling it. And you know, to be free, freedom, that's what it's all about. Freedom. I want to be free. I want to know the truth. We all want to come together. And it's just like in the Timeline Show where we're everyone will be heading in the same direction, ending up in the same place, which brings me over to the inspiration for Q with Sunshine on the Ascension when they were talking about what is that going to be like? What are your loved ones? So your loved ones are going to think that you went off and that you're not alive anymore. And that kind of confused me a little bit because I thought that when we ascend, it's all about being in your own frequency and doing what makes you happy. And then you can still communicate with those people in your life. You know, like with my kids, I'm not around them anymore, as much as I would like to be because they have their own lives now. But when they said that, I went, my kids are going to think I'm dead. Well, aren't we going to have a funeral or anything like that? That's what went
Oh
through
my
my head.
God.
I know. What were you? What did you get through from that? I'm like, is that how it's going to happen? Or will I really? I was a little confused by that because, yeah. So what's your thoughts on that one?
I know what you mean. This is like really, this topic is really hairy, is what I'll start with. And I have tried to feel into this for a long time since since I heard the word ascension. It's so interesting, right? It's like, and I'd be interested, I'll ask you, like, when you first heard the word ascension, what on earth did you think it was?
Can I interrupt a section?
Yeah,
Real
please
quick.
do.
So like Sunshine said, it's a timeline split. All right, I get that because we are always I'm always in a different timeline with others, but I can go back down into the other timelines. And so when we ascend, I guess my point is So we're not going to be able to do that anymore. We're just going to be like disappear, gone, boom, is what I
Yeah,
got
I
from
mean,
it.
yeah. I got that. I also feel like there's still a question mark in terms of, if we can create what we want, then it ultimately may be our choice in terms of, do we want to dial down, almost like change the knob on the radio frequency to tune in and tune out, into realms that we want to participate in and timelines we want to participate in. I think what was interesting is what Mermaid shared is there will come a logical point, question mark, as to when that is, where how I saw it or how I understood it was that it will just get so difficult to traverse that many different levels that we may not be able to do that at a certain point. It's almost like a transition or a transitory process as the energetics change.
Well,
And
yeah,
that's how I understood it, but it's not known or it's not definite. And I think that's the great thing about what we're all discovering and learning is we are creators and we can kind of create the reality the way we want it. What do you think about that?
Well,
That's like throwing a curveball.
yeah, I know. And now I know why Q says, "Oh, it's the kids again." And as far as going off and nobody, acknowledging that I'm gone, that's kind of what my life is right now, except for the people that I see on a daily basis. And if I were to go off into, like he said, I think he said North Dakota, and you went in a cave and you lived off the land, you never picked up your phone or looked at a computer or any electronics, and you were just poof, gone. All right. The people are going to think that we died, but okay, I get that. And that doesn't bother me. It's the kid thing, I mean, because I don't think that they're going to feel that I died, unless I have a funeral of some sort. And I guess maybe I missed the point. I don't know.
I don't know, but if we just stay with that for a little longer, it's like, well, think you died. I mean, what exactly is the death? Maybe it's just the absence, it's just that
Well,
it's no longer what it is, but what it was, you know what I mean?
For instance,
Maybe I'm not making any sense.
no, you're making sense. Absolutely. I get it. But it's like when I left home when I was 20, I didn't see my parents for 20 years later. But that wasn't because I didn't want to see them. There were issues. As I said, my family is very dysfunctional. And I just didn't want to be in that negativity. I had to get away from it. And I left. I never went back. I went back one time. And then I just got the same thing of that negativity, and I said never again, and I never went back. I was never, and I just had an aunt that passed away, and the family was like, "Are you coming to the funeral?" "No, I'm not." And the reason being is because I just don't want to be around that frequency. I don't want to be reminded. I don't want to be reminded of all of, and you know what? And I hope that isn't selfish in any way. I didn't feel right. In regard to, especially what I know about religion, and my family is very Catholic, and I would have had to be in a church. I would have had to, say prayers, and it just wasn't going to be a good environment for me.
Just
So,
as you said that, oh, sorry, I interrupted.
no, go ahead.
Just as you said that, I mean, what it sounded like is that, you were selective in the timelines that you wanted to participate in at this point, knowing what you know. And even prior to that, just what you shared, it sounded like, not deciding at a certain point, which would be a timeline in itself, that you didn't want to participate or engage for that period of time. Was it 20 years? That again is a decision point in terms of a timeline.
And
It's
if it
interesting.
doesn't, I'm following my heart. If it doesn't feel right, if I'm feeling this, like, I don't want to go, I'm not going, or I don't want to do it, I'm not doing it. That's where I'm at right now. And I don't think that's being selfish. That's just what I prefer. And I want to, because we got a few more minutes left, we got 20 minutes, but I want to jump into the part where she says, getting off the farm. And Q says, just stop. Just
Yeah.
stop.
It's so easy. It's just like go within, right? Do it
Stop.
in a millisecond.
Go into peace. And I understand what he's saying by that. Go into peace. All right, but we gotta, he has to remember we're down and I don't want to say that I'm down here in the matrix because I think I'm above that. I'm somewhere in the middle. And it's up to us to create our own dimension or and I don't like the word dimension. Let's use frequency. And
Done.
yeah, and I was surprised he used that word, but because he says he doesn't like that
All the words,
word.
all the
Yeah,
words.
all the
They're like
words and they
fraught
stop.
with issues.
Yeah, exactly. So we just stop. We just stop. And what I'm thinking what he said by that, we just stop doing the things we don't want to do anymore and just do the things we want to do, which is what I'm doing. But there are some things that I'm doing right now that aren't, putting me in a bad way, in a negative energy of any, like going to work, although I don't want to be at work all the time. I don't want to have to go to work. I want to go when I want to, And I'm going to get there because it's just not my highest excitement right now. I'm, as I said, I think when I talked to Q that I love doing this homestead stuff, and I'm really excited because I'm learning things and it's a process, but I think little baby steps and then the bigger steps come, and then before you know it, you're so well versed in the process that you can go ahead and start sharing with everybody else. But what was
What do
your
you, oh, sorry.
no, what
You
was your
asked me the question.
yeah, what was your take on the just stop thing?
Yeah, just stop. I mean, it's so obvious, but it's so hard to do, isn't it? That's what I got. I've been giving it a good hot red go, and I do as much as possible. I wake up each and every day, and I actually do experiment with this, and I try to embody that, like the stopping. So what I mean by that is I get up and I literally design it in a way that I don't have to do anything. I don't have any plans or fixed schedules. And I ask myself, like, what is it that I actually want to do today?
I know. You get to do that all
But
the
it's
time.
so hard. Yeah, but it's so hard. It took me a very long time to be able to restructure clear, timelines, legacy paths, relationships to a point where I can, I can't stop everything. I feel like it's a transit, it's a transition, it's an evolution. But I think what Mermaid said really resonated with me, and that was about, okay, maybe you don't have to do like a hardcore radical approach, literally hit the stop button, like you're playing musical chairs and you hit stop and everyone tries to find a seat and you
Well,
just hope for the best. That
exactly.
might be a bit shocking.
Right. And for the people that are just, tuning in and stuff like that, and they're going, just stop. What do they mean by just stop? What does that mean? And like for us that are kind of aware of what this time is about, and I'm not saying I know everything. I'm still learning myself. I think we all are. It's a beautiful journey and it's exciting. And, we have challenges that come ahead of us every day. And it's how you navigate through those challenges. You got critical thoughts that come into your head. You have energetic constrictions. There's the dis-ease, discomfort of situations, anger and hatred. Now, I don't have hatred anymore. I don't hate anybody. I mean, because that really is a strong word. And I don't think I ever felt like that towards any, well, maybe when I was a kid and, when I went through the stuff with my mom, I might have said that hate word a few times. But as far as anger, since I've let go of that, I've noticed myself in more peace, except when people don't pick up their weights, then I get a little angry. Yeah,
Oh,
sometimes.
the Achilles heel. The
Yeah,
Achilles heel for Robin.
right.
The weights.
Yeah, I know the weights. Back at the weights again. Because that bothers me. I'm like, how do these people not understand how to? I mean, you come in to a place of business. I mean, be respectful, put your things away. And then, of course, there is the self-centeredness, and I don't think I've ever been that type of person, where it's me, 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 me. And I think if I do. If I feel that I come across that way, it's only because I like to share things. I get excited. You know me, and I'm just like about being as open as possible. about
Yeah, it's the
my
passion.
feelings.
It's the
Yeah.
passion and the heart explosions
Right.
that
And
are
there
uncontrollable.
and there are some people that take me the wrong way, and I think I come across like a steamroller when I should be, smoothly landing in a soft landing kind of thing. But I'm working on that. And then there's the fear, the biggest one of all. And I am going to admit, do I have fear? Yeah, it pops up every now and then. And then I process it and I go, okay, how are you going to get around that? And why are you having this fear? Where is it coming from? And that's basically what you got to do. You got to get to the root of what the fear is.
I mean, I feel like there was another quote, I don't even know who it was by, but it sticks with me as well. And that is like, I say to myself, I need to operate from love, not fear.
Yes.
And it's so hard to do though, because we're flooded with emotions, and before you know it, you're off with the fairies of random thoughts that aren't yours and emotions that then latch onto that, and you're off to the races. One of the things that I find helps, and like we're all on a journey, none of us have mastered it, so everyone's got like their training wheels on. But instead of doing like huge radical things, like maybe taking the cure approach, it's more to me what Mermaid said, and it's like change happens, or it can happen on a micro level. And so it's just kind of don't bite off more than you can chew. Like maybe tackle just really small, easy things that you can actually do, and you get some runs on the board. I find that really, really useful. I don't know if that's something you've tried or you've done, because I know from experience I've done quite radical, drastic ones, but the disruption and the impact that causes, or the blowback, can be really hard to deal with, So I find doing those smaller ones, so you can, what Mermaid said, like build up the courage to then, or the bravery to then take on something bigger, is what's really helpful.
Well, this is how I look at blowback. It doesn't exist. I don't care.
Perfect.
Long as it's not
Keep
in
going
my,
forward then.
if it's not in my reality, it doesn't exist. So no such thing in my is the way I look at it, the way I look at it. And I understand where you're coming from. But before we have a few more minutes, I just want to kind of touch on some of the things that you will experience while you are ascending. And Q
Good
says,
idea.
be in peace, be in peace. Exactly. I get that. And again, that is work in progress. It's not just, going out into the woods and being in your peace. There's a lot of work that has to be done from the programming, from all the barcodes that have been put on us. And it's really important that people know that part of it. So everyone that's listening, make sure you go to thecreationlightship.com and learn about the stuff that has been done to us. Okay. That's also a part of this program, or I mean, this ascension process. Now, some of the gifts that you will receive while you're ascending, and I'm not going to say, well, I guess that you would say they're gifts. One of them is going to be via bilocation. Now, that has happened to me twice. It was short, it was a short blip, but I experienced it and I went, whoa, what was that? That was cool. And then you can manifest your body at will. Okay, so I think what that means is that if you want to be healthy, you'll be healthy. If you want to be physically strong, you'll be physically strong because that's what you want. That's what you desire. So do it. Live in perfect health and wellness, which I try to live my life like that every day. It's not always easy as I level up in my decades or in my years here on planet prison Earth. Yeah, that's just a little joke. Chuckle, chuckle. No, it's not a joke. It's real. Live in your life force energy as much as you can. And whenever I feel like I'm not in my life force energy, I start saying my command, take the thoughts from my head, put them in my heart, and increase my life force energy. And I say it like Ron Amatron said, say it 10, maybe 20 times if you want to, but say it as much as you can. So when you feel like I did last week and I was in my slump, that's where I gotta go. And then heightened dimensional reality, which I experience that all the time. Like Costa Rica for one. All right. That was the highest dimension I've been in so far. And I'm going back to that because I feel like I had a transformation and I want to continue that transformation. Realize increase intuitive reception, so your intuition. I actually was listening to Amy Winehouse while I was sitting at my desk, and one of the young girls at the gym walks in and she goes, "No way." And I said, "What?" And she goes, "I'm listening to the same exact song." And I'm like, "Don't you love her music?" And she goes, "Oh my gosh." I said, "Can you sing like her? Because I would love to sing like her." And she goes,
Wouldn't we
"Heck,
all?
heck yeah, I can." I said, "Well, belt a couple for me. Come on." And she goes, "Yeah, not right now. Maybe another time."
Yeah.
But I thought that was really funny that she came in and we were both listening to the same song. But I do. I feel I can read a negative energy from maybe 4 or 5 feet away. You know, I can feel it. And it's just like Q said that I'm feeling more of, I think I'm feeling more of the collective, you know, because that day after, you know, when I got in the slump, I think there was a lot of unhappy people because of the results of the election in my area, because we got a lot of Kamala fans over there, unfortunately. And then live in perfect harmony, peace, divine creation in the light. Okay. So here's my message to everybody that's listening. Can we please get more sunshine over here in the Western North America, please? Because they're still clouding up the skies. All right.
Yeah.
Anything you got to say, Sean, on that? What's your thoughts?
Well, I just as you were describing the Amy Winehouse example, there's so many synchronicities happening at the moment. It's uncanny. It's almost unbelievable, but it's not at the same time because we know that things are changing and we're getting clues and little breadcrumbs everywhere. I kind of find it really exciting, to be honest, that part. There's a lot of unexciting, torturous parts, but that part, like what you've just shared, I just think that's magic.
It
It's
is.
beautiful.
It
It's
really is.
awesome. And it kind of gives you that second wind and, you know, it demonstrates and validates that this is all happening and it's like palpable and tangible.
Yeah, it's pretty
And
cool. And actually,
so it's cool. And we forget that sometimes as we're, you know,
yeah.
going through the trenches and dealing with undesirable things that are happening. And
Exactly.
so,
So, on that note, and I think I shared this with you the other day, I went out to check the mail and I noticed to the left of me there were all these lights down the street. And I'm like, what is that? Is there a big accident over there? And I couldn't really see too clear. So I went back in and I went all the way to the back of the building and opened up the garage door. And lo and behold, right in front of me was, I don't know what it was, but okay, wait a minute. I feel that it was a ship. That's what I feel. The
Yes, you
lights,
knew it.
yeah, well, yeah, okay, I can say that. Yeah, I knew it was. Now, I couldn't run back in and tell everybody, "Hey, I just saw a ship." So I went inside and I grabbed two of the young members in there. I said, "Come on out here. I need to know if I'm seeing things or what's going on." So I brought them out and they look up and they go, "Whoa, dude, what is that? Whoa, check it out. Oh my gosh." It's like they were just so, like, we had this exciting moment and I was so happy because I'm like, okay, it's real. They're seeing it too. It's not just me.
You're not crazy.
I
And even
know.
if
And
you are, it doesn't matter.
it hovered above the trees. It wasn't high enough to be a satellite. It definitely wasn't a star. It wasn't a plane because it was not moving. And it just hovered there for a good 5 to 7 minutes. And I started getting cold. And I looked over to the moon to the left and it had like a blue tint circle around it. And I'm like, holy moly, that's different. And so we finally went inside, and then I went back to my desk, and one of the young girls came in, Regina, and I said, "Regina, come on out here. I got to show you something." So I take her out back, open up the garage door. It's gone. There's nothing there. So,
Of course.
yeah, and then I continue. I go back in, I grab the two guys, I bring them back out there. They go, "Whoa, where'd it go?" And the one guy said that he could see it, that it was slightly like it had made itself invisible. And maybe he did see it. I don't know, but I couldn't see anything. It was gone. And it was good to have witnesses. I should have taken a picture, but then again, who really? Oh yeah, that's, they'll say, "Oh, that was what's the word that they use whenever you show a picture?" to somebody that they marked it up or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, like Photoshopped or
Yeah, that's it.
CGI'd or
Photoshop.
something.
Oh, you
Yeah.
Photoshopped that. That's not real.
Yeah.
But it was an exciting moment. And the kids, I call them kids, even though they're young adults, the kids were like just in a wowza, you know, like they really were seeing it. And it was pretty cool, actually. And so I continued going home. And as I got home to the northeast of my house, there was that light again. And it was kind of in the trees. I couldn't, it wasn't above the trees. It wasn't, you know, below, but I could see it. And I've seen this light before, and it's in the same spot, and it wasn't a star. It was big, bright. So I know they're here. I know they're wanting, because I want to see them. They know I want to see them, so they're showing themselves. And so I think I'm experiencing that, and that's pretty kind of cool. But yeah.
Very cool.
So I just I had to share that with you because that was pretty exciting. And
Exciting times.
it
Like
really is. It really is.
there it really are. We sometimes forget. And so it's just when you ha when we have these when we have these experiences, it's also great to share them.
Yeah, exactly. So, what else is there?
What else, Robin?
Okay, the
What is
P PR
on your mind or
inspiration,
heart?
inspiration PRQ. I know when I talked to you about what I had talked to Q about the vision I saw in the shower, and he said disease, and you said dis-ease, dis-ease. And I got what you said. Oh, that's what he was saying. See, that's why I call you, because you help me understand.
Maybe that's what I got, right? It's all of our own unique interpretations, but
Yeah, but
yeah,
he's,
I just found it interesting that,
well,
yeah,
he says that
with that message.
I'm trying to get rid of something, and there is a physical issue that I've had for some time, and I think I've shared that with you guys. I'm not going to share it online or on radio today, but last night I had another dream, and this time my ex was there, and his ex. So during my relationship, he was talking to his ex through the whole 9 years, okay, and I knew it. And I confronted him about it several times. And, you know, I was always just crazy. It was all in my head, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I've noticed that in the last week, I'm having those dreams about him. So that tells me that there's some unfinished, maybe business within me, or maybe there's still some courting going on. So I'm probably going to have to go in and do some more clearings, because I don't ever dream. And my subconscious, maybe there's still stuff that I'm hanging on to. And I don't think that I'm angry at him. At least I don't feel it's that. I think I'm more, I'm not, the word isn't angry, I guess, disappointed in myself that I let myself be taken advantage of for that long, you know? And I'm still trying to figure out why, because I knew that I was not happy on many occasions. And I just want to know why I subjected myself to that. But that was then, that was in the past. And I don't want to keep going in the past. And I think at that time, because I didn't have a lot of love for myself or really felt good about myself. And I just lost connection with my spirit, or maybe I never really knew my spirit like I do now. So, not that that affects me, but the fact that I'm having these dreams again, which we say the dreams are real, right? So I was actually having a conversation with his ex about, you know, the negativity between the two of us, because when I met her before I met him, I actually had a good relationship with her. I didn't know that they were boyfriend and girlfriend until after I got involved with him. And so I guess in the back of my mind, I feel like I want to have a conversation with him, but I really don't need to. So why am I hanging on to that? And again, that's something I have to work through. But it's all a learning process, and I just feel like I have more work to do. And so I'm gonna, you know, I kind of stopped doing the clearings on Creation Lightship, except for the object clearings and the space and location clearings, and I also do the timeline satellite, because we're still seeing a lot of flat bottom clouds over here, and the planes were spraying the other day. Now I don't know if they were the good guys, but every time they spray, the rain comes out. They're blocking the sun for some reason.
It definitely is a war. Definitely,
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a war that's
Yeah.
being fought. And just with what you shared, like, this to me is the crux of it. And back to the timelines and back to everything that you've talked about just today, and what Q and Mermaid have talked about. It's so hard to navigate these timelines and pinpoint, where the emotional triggers are coming from. And sometimes I know personally, I just can't work it out, and then I let it go, or I kind of take a step back and leave it on the back burner, and then could be 2 weeks later, I have this like epiphany or moment where it just comes to me what it all meant. It's almost like a feeling. And that's what's really hard, I feel, for all of us, because we're programmed to just chase after the answer, try to resolve it right here, right now, and sometimes it doesn't work that way, is what I'm discovering. It's almost like when you least expect it, it just suddenly hits you
And it's
like a
like,
sledgehammer, and it's the opposite of what we've been told in terms of how it works. It's crazy.
It's just like Lucia said, just be, just be. You gotta
Yeah.
let the feeling come up, process, but just be in the here and now.
Be
And
what?
yeah, just do it. Anyway, thank you so very much for joining me today. I really love conversing with you, and I would like for you, myself, and Ellen April to collaborate again on the next show. Because I love having Ellen, April, the three of us, because it's good to be able to bounce things off of each other to help each other understand. And we all have different perspectives of what we're feeling at this time. And the more that we share, and we share it between us, and then everybody else hears it, and then maybe we're helping others in that aspect. So,
Yeah, and although it may be different, it kind of is similar. Well,
yeah.
there's similarities, but I wanted to thank you for your bravery, your courage, for sharing, because
Yeah.
that's what's needed. So thank you.
I feel like that's my calling. And I get a little nervous at first when I get on here, and I'm working on my harmonics. And I sang to you the other day. I let you hear my voice.
And it was
And
beautiful.
I used to be able to do soprano, and now I'm like, who is that? That is not soprano. That's awful. And you said your voice changed a little bit too. So
Yeah,
I think the
but
more
it
that
doesn't even matter.
exactly. And so if I practice every day singing, I'm going to probably bring back that. Because when I was a kid, I used to love to sing. My brothers used to go, Mom, Dad, tell her to shut up.
Bring it back. Bring it
Yeah,
back.
exactly. Bring it back.
Maybe
So,
you can sing a song on the next show.
well, yeah,
Yeah,
you know what? I'm kind of contemplating that, but I've got to practice. I got to learn the words, and then I'm just going to sing it from the heart, as Whitney Houston said. Her music comes from the heart, from the heart. And when you hear her sing, it's beautiful. And I just watched The Greatest Showman, and there was a girl in there that sang this song. It's called Never Enough. You got to listen to it. And when I watched that part of the movie, and she sang, and the look on the people's faces, like, it just touched my heart. And I continued playing that song over and over and over again throughout the day because it was just so beautiful. So anyway, I had to share that with you.
perfect.
We're running out of time. Love you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you, audience. Thank you, BBS, Q, Sunshine, Mermaid, all my soul family, everybody out there. Love all of you. Have a beautiful week. Thank you,
Thank you.
Sean.
Love you.